The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
When I was 20, I was working at my local CVS part-time while I was going to college for a degree that I still don't use. The job was pretty simple. I came into the store around 2 p.m. and then left when the store closed, which at the time was 11 p.m. I was a young, naive guy back then, but I was a good worker and never called into work. So my boss typically left me alone at night so he could head home early, leaving me the only person in the store.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
It sucked, but at the same time, it was pretty chill, because I was able to listen to music as I zoned the shelves and made sure the store looked okay for the morning shift the next day. It was simple, easy money. One night, around Halloween time, I was stocking the shelves when a woman walked into the store. Let me tell you, this girl was beautiful, and when I tried greeting and welcoming her into the store, I got my words backward and sounded like a complete idiot. The woman didn't laugh at me like I thought she would, and smiled at my attempt to talk to her. She asked for help looking for a certain candy I knew we didn't have, but I still took her to the aisle with all the candy, so I could just talk to her a bit longer. Not only was this girl beautiful, but she was also funny and smart. We had a conversation that lasted over 10 minutes before I admitted we didn't have what she was looking for, but she told me it wasn't a big deal. She then asked about my job and if I liked it. Asked if I usually worked nights by myself, when the store usually closed, when my boss ditched me for the day, and if I enjoyed working here. I answered her truthfully and honestly, just happy that a woman as pretty as her was even showing an interest in my life. She asked if the job included going to the bank with the money from the tills every night, which I thought was a weird question, but she quickly told me the reason behind her question. She wanted to apply to the store, and needed to know if we were required to take the till to the bank, because she currently didn't have a car to do so. She wanted to make sure the job was worth applying to before she took the jump and tried. I assured her she didn't need a car to work the night shift, and that we put the money in a safe in the back, but only after the store was closed for the night and all the customers were gone. She thanked me for helping her look for the candy and kissed me on the cheek, which had me smiling like the idiot I was. Like I said, I was naive and a man. We suck at picking up signs from girls, and that includes red flags. The next day, I'm still thinking of that girl as I'm getting ready to close the store, when the chime of the front door goes off, and I sighed, knowing I was going to have to tell whoever had come in that we were closing in 5 minutes, which would probably earn me a snappy reply from a Karen. I walked towards the registers and said, "Hey, I'm sorry, but we're about to close." But my rehearsed words came to a halt when I saw two guys in ski masks with guns in their hands. I've seen enough movies and TV shows to know I was being robbed. The guys quickly told me to open the registers and empty them into a bag that they threw at me. I tried telling them that we didn't have money in the registers, that we emptied them half an hour before the store closed, but they told me they knew I was lying, and that if I didn't give them the money, they would start shooting and take it themselves. I was shocked that they knew I was lying, but didn't question it further as I put all the money into the bags. After they had their money, the guys ran out of the store with the bags of money, and I called my boss to tell him what happened. The police were called, and when they asked me if I told anyone that the registers weren't emptied until the store was closed, I started to tell them I would never disclose information like that to someone. But then, I remembered. That woman, the one that wanted to apply to the store, I told her the night before. Ashamed, I told the police about the girl who came in the night before, and all the personal questions she asked, pretending she was interested in working at the store. The police then told me that this group who robbed me worked with a girl who went into a store, usually an empty one without many workers, and charmed information out of people before having her friends rob the place a few days later with the information she gathered. My boss filed the report, and then the police spent the next several minutes reprimanding me for talking to strangers about personal details. I was embarrassed, but I deserved it. I was stupid and helped strangers rob my store because I thought a girl was cute. My boss didn't fire me, but I was so scared after getting robbed that I quit the job soon after. I'm happy to report I'm not as naive anymore, but the fear that I still feel after being robbed at gunpoint, yeah, that remains. Ever heard the term retail hell? It's the perfect description. Retail is, for all intents and purposes, hell. I used to work in a big one as a manager. I can't disclose exactly which one, so this won't trace back to me, but let's just say it's one of the bigger ones, and the reason it's so bad is the customers. They're the problem, full stop. There were days where I wanted to bring a Glock to work with me and just end them, but I was still somewhat sane enough to contain myself. I have a lot of stories from that time, but the worst one is the last one, a homeless man I later learned was named Frederick. It was late, and I was already on my way out when Frederick came in with a purpose. He wanted to steal, and he wasn't shy about it. He grabbed a bunch of shit, took it to the register, and had our lovely cashier scan two cans of Pringles and nothing else. He insisted that he was only going to pay for the Pringles, and that he was taking everything else with him free of charge. Now, when this altercation began, I was already in the parking lot getting in my car. I was dead tired, but Hannah, our cashier, insisted on having someone go and grab me so I could help her out. So, there I went, ready to kick some ass. Frederick smelled. He smelled bad, but he didn't look that terrible. His hair wasn't shaggy and his clothes weren't too torn. He could almost pass for a normal dude if he didn't have a bunch of track marks on his arms. He wasn't my first druggie, and I was sure he wasn't going to be the last. But nothing could have prepared me for what came next. I greeted Frederick. At that point, things had escalated a bit, and I wanted to calm him down. But he didn't even look at me. He just kept pointing his bony finger at Hannah and screaming about how our prices were unfair and paying for the Pringles was more than enough.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Honestly, I should have just called the cops to have him kicked the fuck out. But for some reason, I didn't. Instead, I tried gently touching him on the shoulder so he'd notice me. Sir, please calm down. I didn't even finish the goddamn phrase. This guy just whipped around and hit me right in the jaw. No warning, no nothing. Just a punch and a,
"Don't touch me,"
along with some foul language and name-calling in the most monotone, empty voice I've ever heard. I fell backwards, but didn't react in any way. Dude hit like a truck, but I wasn't about to show him that I felt it. Bunch of guys rushed after him, other customers and a security guard. They kicked him out. He didn't say anything after that. He just had a blank look on his face as he stared at me. After that, Frederick was there every night. He was banned from the store, but there was nothing we could do about him staring from the other side of the sidewalk. He would yell at people, scream about how we owed him his Pringles and a bunch of other stuff. The cops would come and take him away, but he always came back, never taking him more than a week. After about 3 months of this, I had enough. I took a can of Pringles and I took it to him. I had a knife on me just in case, but I was oh so sure that he wouldn't try to attack me again. As soon as he saw me crossing the street, he got really quiet. That same blank look he gave when he hit me the first time.
"I don't want nothing to do with you,"
he said, with that same empty voice from when he punched me.
"You sure? Don't you want your Pringles?"
I said with a smirk on my face. By now, I despised this guy, but I was willing to play nice to get rid of him. I was only 2 steps away from him when he started shaking a bit.
"You don't get to make it okay,"
he said, his voice filling up with pure hatred.
"It's your fault! Why are you people doing this to us?"
He started yelling, and I just blanked. I had no idea what he was talking about. I started slowly turning while saying,
"Okay, man, chill, I'm going."
And then he yelled,
"It's your fault! Your fucking fault!"
and jumped me, knife in hand. No real warning, no nothing. He just wanted me dead. Things got blurry after that. I punched and kicked and hit him over the head with the goddamn Pringles can while he stabbed me. 3 times, all in the abdominal region. I passed out, and he ran. I got lucky. Really lucky. I almost bled to death. Police identified Frederick, but they never caught up with him. I quit my job as soon as I woke up, and that would have been the end of that. But Frederick kept showing up there. He knew I survived, and he kept showing up there waiting for me. Never for long, just a couple of minutes, didn't even wait for police to show up or anything. Somewhere out there, a pissed-off customer thinks I did something to him and his, wanting to kill me. Thank the Lord I don't work retail anymore. I've been working in retail for various outlets and large supermarket chains for over 20 years, and I have to say the single creepiest thing I've ever experienced during all that time was 1722. Now obviously I know most of you are thinking, 1720 what now? So let me explain. It wasn't a big thing, not an incident that would make the national news or even the local papers. But it was enough to freak me and everyone working at that store out enough that most of us quit within a month of it first happening. I won't mention the name of the supermarket chain I was working for at the time, other than to say that it's one of the big ones and that a lot of its stores are now open 24 hours a day. It was during one of these evening shifts that the 1722 thing happened. When the 24-hour opening was first introduced, the number of people visiting our town was quite high. Shift workers, people with kids, or those who were just generally night owls would come in and lazily push around their trolleys at 3 a.m. while the majority of the staff working were busy restocking shelves for the far busier day shifts. With less customers, things changed.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for The New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery. But we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's The Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
As the months went on, the number of nighttime visitors began to dwindle, and the place took on that oddly menacing quality you get in places that are usually full of life, but are now not. The company saved money by only half lighting the place. Suddenly, the shadows were longer, and the light took on an eerie, flickering yellow tone that always made me think of hospitals and sick people. The reduced light meant that the few customers who did turn up walked even more slowly, in a sort of half-shuffling daze, and for whatever reason, as the months went on, the staff became more and more hushed. Whereas, at the start, you would have really found little difference between the day and night in the store, except perhaps for the fact that there were less people. Over time, the place became quiet and muted at night, as if the staff subconsciously knew that they should whisper so as not to wake people who were not there. It was in the midst of a hush like this, while I was sitting, half dozing at one of the registers, waiting for the few customers to approach and ring up their items, that the tannoy suddenly crackled into life. Used almost every few minutes during the day, it was very rare for the tannoy, the internal broadcast system for the store, to be operated at night. Usually, when it did burst into life, it was to say something stupid like, "Tom to the cashier's desk," or "Clean up on aisle two." This night, though, it said only one thing,
1722.
Then it went dead again. The moment lasted less than 5 seconds. But it was enough to make everyone in the place, staff and customers alike, stop dead and look at one another. Unlike in the daytime when the voices over the tannoy were disingenuously bright and cheery, especially when addressing customers to remind them of offers, this voice was, well, in a word, awful. It seemed somehow disembodied, as if it were speaking through a mouth not attached to the rest of the body. The voice was male, and had a rough, gravelly quality to it that made it sound like it was being forced or dragged out of the speaker in some way. It was a hoarse, almost whisper, and quite frankly, it made no sense. After a few minutes of chatter amongst staff members, work resumed as normal. An hour later, though, the same thing happened. The same voice over the tannoy, the same rasping, strangulated sound, and the same message.
1722.
This continued for a week. At first, we all thought it was a prank. One of the younger employees risking a disciplinary note in his file by using the tannoy inappropriately and winding up the rest of his colleagues. What freaked us all out, however, was when our manager, Arnold, told us that the CCTV showed the tannoy going off by itself. Nobody was close to it. No one in the immediate vicinity. It was malfunctioning somehow, and broadcasting this message.
1722.
On the seventh night that this weird message was played, The frequency was upped. Instead of every hour, the voice came every half hour, and then every 15 minutes. It's hard to explain to someone who wasn't in the place at the time, but there was something distinctly menacing about that voice. Something that sounded hostile or aggressive, as if the person were spitting the numbers at us as a rebuke or perhaps as a warning. The following day, in the afternoon shift, 60% of the staff called in sick. Not because there had been some kind of spooky disease outbreak linked to the voice, but because, as most of them admitted later, they were scared that the voice was a warning. They didn't want to be in the place at 1722 in the afternoon.
What if it's a warning? One colleague asked. What if there's going to be an active shooter at that time? An earthquake or some kind of gas explosion that goes off at exactly 22 minutes past 5?
Over the next month, staffing for the afternoon shifts became harder and harder. People are superstitious by nature, and even if they were not to start with, hearing that voice would soon make you believe. Eventually, the issue got so bad that the company had to start offering double time for afternoon shifts, a step we all refer to as danger money. Of course, there were others with even more outlandish explanations. Old Jack, a guy I worked with on the night shift, was convinced that the voice was that of Jim Lemon, a local murderer who had been executed by hanging around a quarter mile from where the store now stood in, you guessed it, 1722. A few of the more scientifically minded folks tried to explain the incidents away, saying that it was probably the communication system picking up radio waves and signals from another nearby radio broadcasting on a similar bandwidth, or something like that. Why that other broadcast would simply be repeating the same numbers over and over, they never quite explained. About a month after the voice began to be heard at night, it suddenly stopped. We went a full shift without a single word being broadcast over the tannoy. We did, however, hear a few days later that our manager, a guy named Arnold, had quit, completely out of the blue. There were two rumors about this. I'm not sure if I believe either, but I'll tell you them anyway. The first was that while we hadn't heard the voice on that particular night, Arnold had, in his own bedroom.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
He had been sleeping soundly in his room at home when, according to the gossip at work, he had been awoken by a voice speaking from behind the curtain at the end of his bed. The same voice that leaked out over the tannoy, giving the same four-number message. The second rumor, and this one I'm really unsure about, was that in his youth, Arnold served 4 years in prison. This much of the story I believe, because Arnold actually mentioned it to me once or twice. What I find hard to believe, but which I have not been brave enough to check, is that not only did Arnold's cellmate die under mysterious circumstances, but the prisoner number of this deceased cellmate was 1722. You can believe what you like, but the whole thing was enough to freak me out and make me decide to work the day shift from that point on. Making sure in the process that I was finished, clocked out, and on my way home by the time 20 past 5 rolled around.
Our official merch store is finally here. If you want to support more of our channel, check out our merch shop. The link is in the description down below. See you on the next video.
Thank you.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.